In other news, three couples have sued the state of North Carolina over a law they say discriminates against gay couples. The measure allows some court officials to refuse to perform marriages if they oppose same-sex unions for religious reasons. Plaintiffs say the state is elevating a specific set of religious beliefs and that lawmakers meant to discriminate when they approved the bill. Proponents say it just balances the freedom of religion with the rights of same-sex couples. Jorge Valencia is WUNC's Capitol reporter and joins us now. Welcome back, Jorge.
Hello, Frank.
Who's bringing this lawsuit?
The three couples include one same-sex couple from Swain County. They're planning on getting married. It includes one couple that's already married in McDowell County. McDowell County is a county in which all of the magistrates have recused themselves from officiating wedding duties. And it includes a couple that, according to the lawsuit, this is an opposite gender couple, if you will. They're a man and a woman. They are an interracial couple. They got married in the 1970s. But before they did, according to the lawsuit, they were refused by two magistrates in Forsyth County who said that they objected to interracial marriage for religious reasons. So these are the six plaintiffs that we've got in this case.
All right. And tell us about the argument now that the plaintiffs are making.
Well, so they're saying that this law is unconstitutional. They argued that it violates the First Amendment because, as you just mentioned, it elevates one particular set of religious beliefs, and they say that it violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. They're saying that based on arguments that they heard on the floor of the House and the Senate when this is debated, that they could prove that the intention of lawmakers was to discriminate against same-sex couples. I spoke to Chris Scrow. He's from Equality North Carolina, and they're sort of leading the effort on this.
Senator Berger put the LGBT community through months of aggressively anti-same-sex couple rhetoric on the floor of both chambers. And so it was clear who the target of the legislation was.
Now, he's making reference to Senator Phil Berger, who is the leader of the North Carolina Senate, the majority mm-hmm. leader, Senator yeah. Pro Tem. Yeah. So what does he say?
So it's very important to point out Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger is one of the most important and influential lawmakers in the state of North Carolina. Many people argue that he's the most influential one. And this was particularly important to him. When the Supreme Court said that people of the same gender could get married across the country, he was one of the first people last year. He was one of the first people who said, we're going to do something about this. This was one of the very first bills introduced by him in session this year. And so when this lawsuit came out, he very quickly came out with a statement saying that this is an attack from the politically correct far left trying to impose their beliefs on people. And I also got a chance to sit down with him shortly after the session ended. We had a conversation about a few things, and we talked about this. And this is what he had to say about how the law had worked out so far.
I think the reality is that the law, since it's been passed, has worked very well. No one has been turned away from a marriage who's entitled to be married in North Carolina under federal law. No one has been forced, at least since the law has been passed, to violate their strongly held religious beliefs. I think it's a good balance, and I think it's worked very well.
All right, there's Senate leader, Republican leader Phil Berger. So it's getting expensive now. We, of course, passed Amendment 1 that was unconstitutional. The state fought that and lost. Now there's another lawsuit. And in practical terms, so we're going to have to fight that and pay the cost. What about people who have to get married now if magistrates recuse themselves? What's the process?
The process that the law stipulates is that if all of the magistrates, all the court officials in your county refuse to officiate over weddings because they recuse themselves from any weddings, the office of the courts is compelled to offer wedding services for at least 10 hours per week spread out over 3 days of the week. In this lawsuit, they're pointing out to McDowell County. They're saying in McDowell County, all the magistrates recuse themselves. We've got magistrates coming from neighboring Rutherford County to officiate those duties. So that's how it's working out.
All right. Very quickly now, where does the lawsuit go from here?
Spoke to Attorney General Roy Cooper's office. They said that they are going to defend the state in this case. As you might have heard, the Attorney General has said that, in his words, he believes in marriage equality. They're gonna defend the state on this. Spoke to the Speaker's office, Senate leader's office. They say they're still reviewing their legal options.
Jorge Valencia is WUNC's Capitol reporter. Thanks, Jorge.
Thank you, Frank.